Did you get there in time for the wedding?
Yeah. Well, I know I didn't go to the wedding, but I got there in time for the rehearsal. I mean the reception. I'd been up there at the top of Rock Creek, and I knew that the.
I thought you came in.
Yeah, I came down right down from the top.
Oh, that's very picture wedding.
Those are good pictures. Did you take these?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those are really nice.
That's Kurt's grandmother.
Uh-huh. I've never meeting her.
We used to a wedding last night. Reception.
That's the only picture I got of them. I never had taken a picture of them.
That's the old Frenchman's cabin, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know that place.
Right there,
and there's a record. Who's wrecking? Somebody's knocking it apart?
And right here's another grandmother. Sharon's grandmother. Mm-hmm. I don't know who this is, that one. Well, here's some picture, one of my grandsons. He's finished 2 years college, and that's his girlfriend.
Somebody told me you used to be in the rodeo too once in a while.
Oh yeah, I'm sure I did.
Was that the same time you were mining or before that?
Well, I'd mine in the wintertime and I'd get out in the summer for the rodeo.
Uh-huh. Where were they? Where would you go?
In Texas, Wyoming, Montana.
You follow the circuit?
Yeah, I followed them.
Uh-huh. What was your event?
Oh, horses and bulls.
Horses and bull, huh?
Yeah.
You wouldn't get me on a bull.
I've got awful lot of them, too. I rode up to Lake Beck and made me quit on account of my age.
Well, how old were you when you were riding?
Oh, God, I was riding when I was 50, just time, you know, most of all. No, I didn't either. Last time I rode was in Denver. After you're 40 years old, you got to have paper signed for it, right?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I used to break all these horses to ride. I had up here.
Where were you getting your horses?
Oh, I'd buy them, ride them, all around. I've had a buck all over that hay field with me out there.
Hanging on, huh?
The little old red one, you saw him here, that's... Yeah. Well, it's funny. He buck came off one day and kicked him in the ribs. Twisted a bunch of his ribs.
That's the hardest damn thing to ride you ever seen.
For the little one, huh?
Oh, God, he could buck, boy. I've seen him throw guys out here, just one right after another. He only threw me once. He started bucking someone over against that fence and sitting right out there in front of the couch.
That's a long ride.
But I'd say he's going to turn over with me getting too high. I loosened myself from the saddle, the next thing I hit the ground. Boy, that dog came for me.
You had the horses?
I didn't blame him one bit that day. There was a whole bunch of them out there.
Not the day Little Red threw me, there wasn't a whole bunch.
Well, one other day there
was. Oh, that's in Herb and all that side riding.
Yeah, well, it was all that. And they were fooling around with him, and every time he'd act up a little bit, they'd just laugh, jumped up and down and hollered, and he knew he was putting on a show.
Yeah, and he threw everyone out, too.
And he just kept getting a little bit better.
He finally threw every darn one of them, too. Some of them two or three times.
But he just acted like he knew he was putting on a show, and boy, he was going to do a good one. And he did. He really piled it.
Well, you had the horses out here for riding and for people that come up and rent them?
I had them. Years.
Uh-huh.
Heck, I've had Oh, I've taken, had eight and ten horses out here all day long.
Sometimes we'd rent them to, you know, take their luggage, you know, and they'd walk, pack in. I've packed a bunch of hunters in a number of times.
From where I was
a widow for a long time, you know, and I used to just have school kits in the summertime. Well, I'd stay up here till after hunting season by myself, so I had to do all of run the horses in, the saddle.
Where were you packing?
Well, a lot of them would go up between here and Harrigan Creek, and in there someplace. One bunch went up above Boulder Creek, and they got two great big bucks that one year.
Really?
Yeah.
Up above Boulder Lake?
Yeah.
I packed three elk up out of Rock Creek here one time in 3 hours.
And I have a...
I packed three elk out of there.
I packed a lot of deer in here, and I used to pack my own. I learned how to, I could load them. I'd put a rope on their foot, I'd tie the horse, snub the horse head, and I'd throw the rope over the thing, and get it around my wrist, and I'd boost a little bit more, and hold it up with one hand, and tighten the rope with the other.
I packed two elk right back here, too, one year.
Your best place?
Yeah, I'm back here about over three blocks from there.
But you know, really, just the doe was not too heavy. They're kind of clumsy, but I had some good horses. They'd stand still.
I've loaded them up myself, a lot of them. Of course, the last 4 years I couldn't have.